We have Stein Lazoo, Stein Lazoo. Each one has two pairs. We have Shalom Lazoo, Shalom Lazoo. Now, Osem Kudu Lamala Fakrim didn't ask any question. And he put all 12 birds Lamala, all 12 on top of the Kutta Fikrim. The next kosher, half of them is kosher, because half of them are oilers. Or next apostle, half of them are apostle. The ones that are supposed to be Chatoyis, they are apostle. What's going to be Kudu Lamala? Let's say he put all of them, all 12 birds on the bottom part. Again, Master Kosher, Master Possum. Half are supposed to be Chatoy, is those are kosher, and half are supposed to be Possum, the half are supposed to be Oilers are Possum. What's going to be the Chetz in the Mal of Chetz in the Matter? He put half the birds on top and half the birds on the bottom. So now, has Shalomalo Master Kosher, Master Possum? Is he put six birds on top? So out of those six on top, half of them are kosher. Means three of them are kosher or less. So Mark's apostle, the other three apostles, you have to be afraid, maybe they were chatois. The Yeshalamat and the birds that they have to put, the six that put on the bottom, most of the same thing. The Mech's kosher or Mech's apostle. Half of them are kosher, half of them are apostle. So you have to be afraid, are these gazolis that he made on top from the kingdom, they're all from one Isha. And all the gazolis that she put on the bottom were also from one Isha. And therefore, only three is kosher, three and three. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. That's what's going to be now, Achas Lezu Ushtayim Lezu. Let's say, Rochel had one kan, and Leah had two kanim. Achas Lezu Ushtayim Lezu. Or else, Pesholosh Lezu. Another Isha had three kanim. And then the Yes Lezu, a fourth Isha had four kanim. A ten. Or also, May Lezu, and the fifth one had 100. So now, and all these birds got mixed up together. And they were all kan stumas, each one of them were mechayiv and brought a kan stam, and each one of them was yoledes, and each one brought a kan stam, means one supposed to be an oiler, one supposed to be a chatis. And they didn't set aside which one for which, and now all these birds got mixed up together. So again, our Mishnah is not talking about lechatchila, what you should do. That was in the first parak. Here the Mishnah is saying that if the Yevet, if the kohen did it, what's the locha? So it's like this, let's say Osan Kudu Lamala. That's said the Kohen did not ask any questions, and he put all the birds, he made all of them like an Ola, all of them, he made the Mitzvah Hadam Lamal on top part of the Chutta Sikram. Slacher is Poshit, Mechza Kosher, Mechza Possel. No matter how many birds there are, half of them are Kosher, because in every Khan, one is an Ola. So half of these birds are supposed to be Ola, therefore half of them is Kosher. And the other half is Possel. Now, all these Noshim were not Yotzeh the Chatois. We'll have to bring another, each one of them will have to bring another chattis. What's going to be Kudu Lamata? The Kohen brought all these birds, and 100 of them, he brought all of them Lamata. So likewise again, Mechza Kosher, for them are kosher, because half of these birds are chattis, so the ones that are supposed to be a chattis is kosher. But the Mechza Possel, half of them is possel, because the ones that are supposed to be a Mela were brought on the bottom, so those half are possel. What's going to be if the Kohen did Chetzi Lamala, Chetzi Lamata? He brought half of these birds on top, and half of the birds he brought lamatan. Halacha here is hamaru b'kosher. We go after the lady that has the most amount of kingdom. Let's say in this first case of the five ladies, the one that had 100, she had the most. If so, we go din of her. So now if the kohen made chatzi lamala v'chatzi lamata, we say that 50 of them is kosher. She is kosher, Reuben kosher. Means she had 100 birds, so she's supposed to have 50 lamala and 50 lamata. She said, that's how many is kosher. We go after her kanim, and therefore what was done lamala, 50 of them is kosher, and what was done lamata, 50 of them is kosher. Even though Lamai said there were more than just 100 birds here, and that's locher, you go for some ruba, because you can't go wrong, because she for sure, she has 100 birds, so her 100 birds for sure, like, you're allowed to have 50 lamala and 50 lamata. They're all constumas. The only problem, maybe some birds got mixed up from other ones. Therefore, they cancel out. And I call upon them, ha mruba, the larger amount, that's kosher. The Mishnah says, this is the general rule over here. That komokom shata yokol lechalik. As a kingdom, many times you could divide up these kingdom, these birds. Fula yiyo mishal isha achas. And it won't be instead of like from one Isha. Then bein milmala, bein milmata, mechza kosher or mechza posel. That's in the first case. We have two and two, one and one. So we have an equal amount. then we always say half is kosher and half is possum. But like the Sefer, was komokam sheinat to yochel lachalek es akinim, but where you can't divide up equally, because it wasn't one and one, but it was one and two and three and five and a hundred. Then achiyu mishal isha achas, as many as the isha one has, that's how many is kosher. Beimamala beimamata is hamru b'kosher. Even though you put on top and put on bottom, then we go after the isha hamaruba, that the one that had the most amount of birds, we say from her birds, half that's lamala is, the ones that lamala is kosher, and the ones lamata is kosher. And we just said if she has 100, then 150 of them is kosher lamala, and 50 of them is kosher lamata. Even though together you had 120 birds, but the other 20 birds, since it comes from the other noshim, were afraid it got mixed up or was put on top for chatoyis, was put on bottom was oilus. Therefore it's only kosher of 50, like the shear of the isha that has the merubah. Now Mishnah Gimel, what's going to be chatis lezu v'yod lezu? Means they got mixed up. One isha had a chatis, and one isha had an oil. It was mishreshes. It was separated first, and now these two got mixed up. V'yod lezu. So the locker is like this. Awesome kum ramala. So we had the first perk. We had that lechil. The mitzvah is tam yamusu. Not supposed to bring either one of them. Because since you do not know which one is the other, which one is the chatis, you can't bring one on top, one on bottom. So lechatim, if we would ask, we would tell them, just let them die. But now this paragraph is telling them he didn't ask any questions and he just brought them. So let's say, Osta Kunu Lamali brought both of these birds on top, so then next to kosher, next to posel. Like the one that was an oila, you yotza that. Just the other one that's the chatis, you not yotza. So the isha that has the oila, she was yotza chayv. What's going to be Kulon Lamati, brought both birds, the Kohen brought both birds Lamata. So the same thing, Nechsa Kosher. The one bird that was the Chatis, that one is Kosher. But a Nechsa Posel, the bird that was an Ola, that's Posel. What can be if the Kohen brought Chetzi Lamata and Chetzi Lamata? He had one on top, one on bottom. So in Shteim Tzulis, then you're not just either one of them. Because we have to be afraid, maybe he brought the Ola Lamata, and he brought the Chatis Lamala, so both of them are Psula. Shaniyam, because I have a right to be choshe to say chatis kreiv lamala, since you don't know which one was which, and you brought one on top and one on bottom, maybe the one on top was the chatis and his psula, the oilu lamata, and the one that was only brought lamata, they'll be possible. So therefore, in this case, we do one on top, one on bottom, both of them are possible. Now, Mishnah Dalet, what's going to be chatis the oilu ustuma umufreshes? Yeah, the chatis is doing, I mean, there are two Noshimir, Rochel and Leah. Rochel had one chatis, a vade chatis. And the other one, Leah, she also had one oila. So Rochel has a chatis and Leah has an oila. And now, ustuma mufreshes. Means they have another two pairs of birds. The oila, they have shteyim, can't stuma become mufreshes. That shekona this they bought b'shutfis. So, we're talking about now Lamaisa, that cases, let's say Rochel was chayiv to bring a chatis and also a kan and a kan chayva. So she was mechuyiv to bring that two chatis and an oila. Then Leah was the same thing. Leah was mechuyiv to bring one oila and a kan stuma. So the kids are between both of them. They have to bring six birds, and they bought them all b'shutfis. They bought six birds b'shutfis, and they didn't say clearly what's what. So that's the Mitzvah, so that one has to have a chatis, one has to have an oila, and then ustuma mufreshes. And also it was a kan stuma and a kan mufreshes. I mean, so out of those next two pairs that they bought, one they bought stam, and one they bought mufreshes. They explain clearly that one is the chatis and one is the oila. And now they all got mixed up, so all six birds got mixed up here. So let's go like this. Also, Kunu Lamala Tekoin brought all of them Lamalom, Mechsa Kosher, Mechsa Possum. Because out of those six birds, three of them are supposed to be Oilis. So therefore, half is Kosher, and Mechsa Possum, half is Possum. Because he brought all of them Lamala, and the Chatois that brought Lamala Possum. What if the Kain brought Kunu Lamati, brought all six birds Lamata on the bottom part of the Chuta Sikra, the bottom part of the Mizbeach? Then the law is, again, nechsa kosher, nechsa posom. half of them is the chatois, the three chatois that is supposed to be brought, those are kosher. But the oilers, those are possible. What's going to be if the kohen brought chetzion lamalo, the chetzion lamato? He brought half of them, three above and three on the bottom. So then ein kosher el estuma. Then the only one that's kosher is just the one pair that they bought the Torah Stuma, that they weren't referring yet which one it is. And therefore, with the one they put on top, that becomes an oilo, and the one that was put on bottom, that becomes a chatis. So Mela, only that was Yotza. Vimas Chalekas Peneim. How did they work out the Shutfis? They have to divide up the Shutfis between both of them. They divide up the Shutfis between them. Now, one second. So the question is, but how do we know which one is the stuma? Like, how do you know to say the stuma yotza? Maybe the birds that were bought from the Khan stuma were both put on top. So how do you know to say for sure yotza one oila and one chatis? Now, some of us learn, we're talking about our mission, I think Rashi learned, talking about our mission here, that each Khan by itself was separate. They didn't get mixed up. We just forgot which din each Khan was. But each Khan, each pair was still separate. They didn't get mixed up. So therefore, from each pair, if he brings one on top and one on bottom, so for sure Yotza the Khan's Tuma. Like the middle pair, which was brought Stam, so that has a right. Whichever one the Kohen brings on top becomes the Eilo, and whichever one he brings on the bottom becomes the Chatis. So that Khan's Tuma, that the Mishnah says, that's kosher. But if the all six would have been mixed up together, and we don't know which one's the Stuma, which one's the Mufreshes, then it wouldn't help. Because you have to be afraid, maybe you brought both Stumais Lamala. So you'd only be Yotza the Oila. And the other way, you have to be afraid, maybe both Stumais are put Lamata. And then you'd only be Yotza the Chatas. So that the Mishnah says, for sure Yotza, one Chatas and one Oila, means that all three pairs like are separate. Just you forgot which one was which. But the three pairs, each two, were separate. Therefore, in Manashach, the one that's a stuma, you bring one on top and one on bottom, you yotza. That one you yotza with at least. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah, hey, what's going to be chatis shenisarvo b'choivo? Let's say kina choivo, stumais. It means a chatis shenisarvo b'choivo. You had a bird that was set aside to be a oilas a chatis, and it got mixed up, the choivo got mixed up with stam, a kan stuma. A pair of birds that were bought stam. So locker is, before we had in the Mishnah before, is ein kosher aluminium chatis shebechayva. All you could bring here is chatois as much as you need in the minyan shebechayva. Means in this kan stumam, only one should be brought for chatis. So therefore, all you're allowed to do is just bring one chatis here, that's all. You can't bring any oilis, you can't bring any on top. Because putting one on top, you have to be afraid, maybe that's the chatas that fell in. But the kofor to put on the bottom, that you could do. Because the manashach, whichever bird you take, even if you take one of the birds of the stuma, you can make that into a chatas. So one chatas you're allowed to bring. That's lechatchila. Now,